Good morning, everyone. My name is Doug Moody, and welcome. I know a lot of you are probably anxious about the World Cup, which is in play right now, and we've got kind of two exciting European teams going at it. So I'm honored to be up here this morning and start the service out in prayer with you, and also to be with Reverend Angela Harmon, whom I'm expecting is going to probably bust a move with her talk this morning entitled The Rhythm of Life. And this month's Science of Mind magazine, this week I came across a daily guide that has just stayed with me, and I've been thinking about it a lot, and I wanted to share it with you this morning. And it's entitled Change Your Feelings, Change Your Life, which is a little bit different. You know, we often in our teaching here have heard change your thinking, change your life. This guide starts out with a quote from Ernest Holmes from the Science of Mind text on page 398 that states, "The creative power responds to feeling more quickly than any other mental attitude." Now, at first, I used to be perplexed by this, and I came across this in my Practitioner 2 training with the Holmes Institute back in 2015. But this guide reminded me that the feelings that we hold inside, those predominant feelings, actually shape and create our thoughts and thinking. So while it's awesome to work on changing your thinking and your thoughts, I think it'll bring us to a whole different level if we also focus on changing, or at least being aware of what we are feeling and the feeling that we put behind our thinking. Sounds pretty logical, right? But have you ever noticed, for example, how not every thought that you have carries equal power or manifests itself? And thank goodness sometimes, right? Yeah, that can be a blessing. But logically, those thoughts obviously have a lack of predominant feeling behind them, such that it would explain why they don't manifest, or maybe they manifest later or behind other more important thoughts that we prescribe more feeling to. The flip side to that truth is that when we couple that thought or idea backed with powerful feeling and emotions, especially feelings of love, which is your heart's desire, or excitement, or expectancy, or what about an overflowing sense of gratitude? When we do that, we notice after a very short while that we start to demonstrate and experience very powerfully that which our heart desires. Another Ernest Holmes quote says, "Love is the greatest power in the universe. It is the basis and the source of everything." And I know sometimes it's kind of hard not to look around us in the world today and realize, man, we need a lot more love in the world, with everything, all the challenges that we face. So just think about this for a second. Do you get excited about what you want to attract into your life? Or do you instead stay focused on the present muddle or challenge? There's a choice here. Are you excited about how your life could be different if you obtained your desire? Imagine what a little bit more enthusiasm and love could bring as a result of incorporating that into your treatment and your meditation work. Are you feeling gratitude for this exciting possibility in life? Or you really just feel like maybe it's just achieving another desire along the road of your journey? Again, there's a choice, but there's a very subtle yet powerful difference here. If the answer to any of those questions might be no, might be a smart idea to grab one of the practitioners here that you have at your disposal and help you get back on track so that you can demonstrate your true spiritual magnificence and potential. And in light of this, and I thought I would share with you a quick old song, and with the very real possibility of sounding hokey and like Kermit the Frog, I'm electing to just recite to you the lyrics because I want you to focus on what these words have to say. And I think you'll recognize this and see it hopefully in a different light now. When you wish upon a star, makes no difference who you are. Anything your heart desires will come to you. If your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you wish upon a star, as dreamers do, fate is kind. She holds to those who love the sweet fulfillment of their secret longing. And like a bolt out on the blue, fate steps in and pulls you through. When you wish upon a star, your dreams come true. So never, ever give up on your dreams and empower them with love, excitement, kindness, expectancy, and gratitude. And now I'm going to ask you to join me in affirmative prayer. Let's get comfortable in our seats. Arms and feet uncrossed, and just relax. Take a deep breath and know this together with me. There's only one power, one infinite intelligence, one cosmic something operating throughout the universe and operating through me and each person right here, right now. And always, I am always one with this infinite intelligence that is God, as is every beautiful soul present. I can never be separate from this divine power for light and joy and love, because it is always shining forth from within me. I know that I and all are whole and complete and one with Spirit. In this moment, where there is so much life expressing and growing everywhere around me and around each, I know that I am infinitely blessed with feelings of divine love, gratitude, expectancy, and excitement within me and each that support and demonstrate the life we desire. I commit emotionally to my dreams and desires, supporting them over and over each and every day with love, excitement, joy, expectancy, gratitude, no matter what I may be experiencing or what becomes before me. I never give up on my dreams. I courageously let go of any old feelings and ideas that do not support my life's dreams and desires, knowing that the greater truth is that I am a success story in making my dreams come true. With joyful expectation and overflowing gratitude, I welcome all forms of good into my life. My mind and heart are open and receptive to today's lesson, knowing there is something right here and now That is exactly what I need to know at this time to move me and each person forward into a greater expression of life. I claim this with divine wisdom and love for myself and everyone present. My heart and mind are overflowing with gratitude. I am grateful for this teaching, for this center, and for the mindful consciousness within me and with every beautiful soul present. And I joyfully release my word into the universal law, knowing it is done. I simply let go. I let God, and it is wonderful. And together we say, and so it is.
And so it is.
Thank you.
So speaking of my talk, The Rhythm of Life, it really is all about, particularly for me, music. But movies can get you in the rhythm of life, poetry, art, all of those things are, you are in the rhythm of what you do. If you're a painter, you're in the rhythm of what you do. Even if you're a bookkeeper, there's a rhythm to what you do. So I was listening to some nostalgia tunes, and the talk title came about because of this particular song, and I'm going to play this one for you. Doug said I would have something, and this is what I have for you this morning. I'm going to hold it up to the mic. Know that song? All right, so it had me walking in rhythm. It actually took me back to when I first heard that song, which was visiting my Aunt Margaret in Philadelphia. Isn't it amazing how a song can take you back to a particular time of where you were? So I was growing up. So I really wanted to have a whole medley of songs, but I told you I had those grandchildren. And that cut that short. So maybe another talk out. But we have a soundtrack to our lives, if you will. Every time there's a movie out, there's a song at the beginning, songs in the middle, songs at the end. We've got that. When we arrived the planet Earth, there was some song that was playing in the background. Now, as I was growing up, gospel became a big deal in my house because my parents are still practicing Christianity in the Methodist faith. So gospel singing, you know, the choir, and they come down the aisle. You know, I remember seeing that, and that was the rhythm for them. But, you know, I would get out of that car when I got home, and I wanted to hear Feel So Good by Chuck Mangione, and I wanted to hear songs by Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, and that was like church for me, you know. So I really started to realize that the rhythm, who we are, is inside who we are. Nobody really gets to say, you're supposed to like that music, that has a message for you, go with it. You've got a rhythm. It came when you got here. Hey There, Georgie Girl. Anybody know that song? I wanted to play that this morning. That one takes me back to my godmother's kitchen, and I can smell the coffee and the pancakes cooking. Remember a percolator? Percolator, there's a dance. But I'm talking about the percolator that you had when coffee used to boop-a-loop-a-loop-boop. There was a Maxwell House coffee commercial that had that kind of device in it. Now we've got Keurig. You put your cup under there, everything's made an instant. You know, it took a while to percolate a cup of coffee. A real good cup of coffee. So a rhythm. Did you see the rhythm in that percolator? I'm really dating myself now because some of you babies out there don't even know what I'm talking about. But Google it. It's still there. So we do have terms and we have vibes and we have different things that evaluate who we are, or not evaluate, but reveal who we are. So it's been my granddaughter, Lyric. Some of you have met her, seen her, and she has actually reminded me of some of those childhood things that I've been thinking about. They've been just populating, and I think that's why the nostalgia of music has come up. But don't get me wrong, just because I like music from back in the day, I do bring myself forward. I decided to look up what the word rhythm meant. And it said movement or procedure with uniform or pattern, reoccurrence of a beat, accent, or the like. The pattern of a regular or irregular pulse that causes music to be by occurrence, or strong, weak, melodic, and harmonic beats. Or the last one, measured movement and dancing. And I really found out in life that I liked dancing. Although I've never been a professional dancer, just kind of patting my feet, and you see how I little shake my little groove thing when I'm up here. That's all I need. Where you go to a ballet, you see really what the rhythm of dance really is. I think about the fact that we can align ourselves with what moves us. Billy Joel might move us. Elton John might move us. Elton John reminds me of 10th grade, Benny and the Jets. Every song that I can think of, I can kind of remember where I was. We can live in different parts of the world and we kind of align and get in a rhythm of it. I could not live in Chicago now, having lived in Atlanta as long as I have. But being a northern born baby, and I lived up north quite a few years, you kind of acclimate, if you will, to the area that you live in. So the people that lived in Chicago all their lives, when we go there and it's cold to us and it's going right through our bones, it's not doing that to them, because our body is an amazing thing. It acclimates to where and what you're doing. So imagine aligning ourselves with the best, most positive vibes that we can align ourselves with. What is your groove thing? What makes you happy? What moves you? So I looked up the word life because I said the rhythm of life. A corresponding state, existence, conceived of belonging to a soul or internal life. The general or universal condition of human existence. Any specific period of animated existence. And the last one I'll read, a living being, especially a human being, but every being is a life. So as we're our beings, we come here on purpose to get in the rhythm of our life. If it has been off for some reason, it starts inside of us is why it's off. As I bring myself to the future, there was a movie on while I was watching The Grands called Jumanji. Robin Williams made a version of that some years ago, but they brought it back in a new version. So this time it's all animated in the sense that they're not a board game now. It's electronic game. This kid gets sucked into the game in 1996. The current people get sucked into the game now. They meet up with this kid, and he's saying slogans like fly, and thebomb.com, and Christie Brinkley is the person that he's admiring at the time. And of course, Christie is now in her 50s, and that's what he's referencing, because he was stuck with whatever age he was in. I use that analogy to say that we can get stuck in life in general. We can get stuck in some past situation that's not current for us now, but we relive that over and over and over and over again, because we don't find a way to get back in another rhythm, to get unstuck, moving with the music, trying to move on. When Doug was reading the words to the song, did you hear how you can translate it into a metaphysical way of being rather than just a simple song that we heard when we heard him sing it? It didn't mean much to me when I was 6 or 8 or whenever the song came out. But I do that with almost every song that has resonated with me from back then. Feel so good. Why wouldn't I want to feel so good? It's all instrumental. But the song says, feel so good. So automatically you can start to align yourself with your preference. I'm sure there's songs out there that make you feel good. Everybody's got their songs. I play Grooveline at the end of one of my talks because I went to that nostalgia phase, and I had seen a group that brought all that music back. And if you don't know the words to Grooveline, it says, leave your troubles or your worries behind. Rain, shine, don't mind. We're riding on the Grooveline. And that's what that was a theme song for us. I pledged Delta when I was in college. We came up with a choreographed step to that song that people still talk to me about. That song will play. I'll get a phone call from a classmate, say, Angela, Grooveline is on. Where are you? Turn it on. So I'm like, I have my own version. I like the extended version of that. But I like that people think of leave your worries behind, rain, shine. Because worries and challenges are going to come. So bringing ourselves to this day, some of you are on this 30-day happiness challenge with me because life can challenge us all. Just because you have a practitioner's license or a manager's license or a doctor's license, practice makes perfect, right? I go to that doctor that goes to practice, go to a conference every now and then, check out new medicine. You know, I don't want that doctor that said the same thing 20 years ago to me. I might need a new doctor. Lawyers, everyone, parents, all of us, we're practicing life. And every time we're performing, we're practicing too, because we're out there doing our lives. So looking at the 30 Days of Happiness Challenge, of course, you know, I had to bring up Pharrell's song, Happy. And I won't play that for you, but I'll read the words. It's amazing that we were in sync with having the words for you. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sunshine, she's here. You can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space with the air like I don't care, baby, by the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Now, I drive a convertible, so that translated so perfectly for me because the roof is down almost all the time. If it's not too hot, not too cold, roof is down. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy, clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy, clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Simple song has a magnificent, tremendous meaning. They put it in what? Despicable to Me, where half of you probably never even seen before. And I didn't see it. And I got grandkids. I didn't really like the Despicable Me series. They were okay. But I ended up in Manila one year. The movie had been out 6 months. I'm working out in the gym, and I hear this song, Happy. I get back home all happy and excited. Angela, you're late. That song's been out for 6 months. But I got it when I got it because I was ready to get on this happiness quest even then. Because just because we're happy in a moment, it doesn't mean rah, rah, cheer, cheer, got to be all smiles every second of your life. It's a state of being. We're going to stub our toe and it hurts. I'm not happy in that second. On Friday, it was the 13th. I'm not superstitious, but I'm going to share a couple the story with you. My granddaughter, who went with my daughter to California, because I have four grandchildren and two went with her, two stayed with me. The one that went with her, she wanted to fly on her birthday, so she went with my daughter on Friday, but on Thursday was her birthday. So she wanted to go out to dinner. We were going to go play, so they met up at my house. And I had gone to the game before. I live over near the new SunTrust Park, so my fun thing is going to the stadium, not really watching the game, but going to the stadium. I watched the game a little. So instead of driving over, I Ubered over, and I had been out all day, so I left the top down. And so we're getting in the car the next day to go and have dinner in the car. It won't even turn. So this is July 12th. It won't even turn. So I said, okay, I want to say happy, right? It's a birthday. I don't want to get miserable on her birthday. So I hop in my daughter's car. We go ahead. She wants to go to Olive Garden. We didn't know what we were going to do. So we'd had Olive Garden, blah, blah, blah. And then I kept the other two. And so I know tomorrow I work from home. They can come get the car. That's not what happened. One guy came, and I told them that the key wouldn't turn, but because they didn't listen, they sent out a roadside assist guy, and he had a little jumper cables, and he was going to give me a jump. That's not what I said. I said, it won't turn. Okay, so that's 2 hours. So now they're going to tow me in a car, I'm exaggerating, a truck, but about the size of this room came, and the car was in the garage. That truck can't get in the garage where I live. So now it's about 5 o'clock. It needs to be to the dealership by 6 because top is down. Can't leave it out. We've got thunderstorms going on all the time here. Either it needs to be in my garage or theirs. So I said, no, let's just wait till the next day. So the next day, the guy that comes is an expert. He does what he needs to do, get the car towed. And while he's telling me this, because I ride with him, he said, I'm not superstitious, but yesterday was hell. I said, what? He said every car I serviced had a flat tire. He said, what do you think the consciousness of the world is? This is a tow truck guy talking consciousness to me the next day. And I said, I think you're right. He said, I didn't go out to tow it because it wouldn't start. I didn't go out to tow it because it had an accident. Everybody had a flat tire. Do you think we had a consciousness of flat tires on Friday? Did anybody in here have a flat tire on Friday? No. So I thought, what a rhythm that the people in Atlanta got in on Friday because they think Fridays might be a bad day. They had a bad day because it's hot. It's been hot outside. Fortunately for me, I was home. I didn't have to go anywhere. I work from home. It all worked out. Yeah, it's how you see it. I looked at the face that everything we say and do is a prayer. Every time we open our mouths, we are saying and aligning with something that we want to happen. Thoughts begin everything. We pray every minute of our lives, and we ask for whatever we think about, we attract it to us. Every single intense thought is answered. What we are filtered through our hearts, the feelings that Doug talked about this morning, and our minds, when we talk about thoughts becoming things, have vibration, has energy. So be mindful. As I was getting in the rhythm of my life, other people that I liked, it was Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., you know, the entire Rat Pack. I can tell you about those songs. Natalie Cole, Nat King Cole, Aretha Franklin, the Beatles, Rolling Stones, the Jackson 5, Osmonds, Fleetwood Mac. I mean, the list goes on and on of if I hear something, I'm going to vibrate with going on, with what's going on with that song or possibly where I was. Stories create the fabric of our lives. As I was raising my children, Cosby was coming on. And when he was coming on, he was a lot older than me, but I was raising my children. So it was really interesting how the kids were involved in sports and music and all of that, getting their rhythm. I have a son that's a soccer player, that was his rhythm. I have a daughter that's a swimmer, that was her rhythm. Three of them played instruments. That was their rhythm. So imagine a piano playing by itself. He sounds fabulous. But if you've ever seen Tom on Friday nights at one of the places that he performs, he has not just a keyboard, but a bass player. Add a bass to this. He also has a drummer. Add a drummer to that. And sometimes even adds a singer to that. So every addition adds fiber and intensity and movement and rhythm to the song. Every time we add something to us, we're doing the same thing. So what are we adding? Are we adding negativity? Are we adding something that moves and grooves us? Do we go and stick with tradition, or do we change tradition and create our own? I want to read something from Decide to Be Happy. It's a book by Raymond Charles Barker. Because I think the power of decision is how we get to happy, how we get to the rhythm of our lives. State to yourself that you believe happiness is a spiritual gift, and this gift is already within you. Is there by your right of being alive? So stop all complaining. Stop telling others of your unhappiness. Find things to praise and start seeking the good points in your relatives, your friends, and your coworkers. Tell spiritual truths, though it may be a factual lie, answers that you feel great. You never felt better. And watch your conversations, and whenever you start with negatives, change to a creative and interesting idea, or play that song that vibrates you, or that movie that vibrates you, or that comedian that vibrates you, or a picture. Those of you who are artists out here, go paint, go walk in nature, go be in the rhythm of you, because your success is because of you. I'm reading this 30-day challenge book. Some of you are on that roster. This particular book right here. Let me make sure I'm not going over. I actually have an airport trip today myself. So day 7 was the magic words affirmation. And do you think words are magic? You like that? We were talking about that particular item. I think words are magical. And they can be nightmares too, right? So the affirmation that day is the courage to take a stand on your future. So we live in the now. We know that. We talk to that all the time. We live in this present moment. That's all we really have. So your decision to come here and fuel yourself creates that future moment of being whatever you're putting and planting the seeds in, we're going to harvest. An affirmation, although they're saying not a wish, make a wish. Wishing expresses doubt. To affirm is to make firm, to make a statement or a solid reality. Affirmations are the present tense, a statement of firmness and belief that the desired condition already exists. So that's back to living in the now. When I wanted that convertible, coming back from California in 2002, I rented a convertible for the first time. It's where I even got the idea from. But people had soft top convertibles, and I saw them, and they were wearing out, and you had to replace them every now and then. I didn't want that. And then I saw the hard top convertibles, but I like sun coming in no matter whether top is up. So my invention in my head that didn't exist in 2002 was a hard top convertible with a sunroof. Well, people laughed at me, like, what? Well, guess what I'm driving? A hard top convertible with a sunroof. 2007, a car company I could afford, it could have been Tesla, but Volkswagen decided that they were going to make what they call an Eos. They don't even make it anymore. They made them for about 4 or 5 years. You know how car companies make them. You know, I think they made the Rabbit for about 4 or 5 years and stopped. That was a convertible. So on this particular day, I'm driving to class, becoming a minister. There's a convertible sitting by me, because all along after that trip, I was waving at convertibles. Some would wave back and some would look at me like I'm crazy. But I was getting in the vibe and the feeling of a convertible. One pulled up on the way to class in 2007, probably October, because in November, I was driving that car. Because I waved at him. We were at a stoplight so we could chat. I said, I like your car. He said, yeah, thank you. I love it. I said, what is it? And he said what it was, because I just told you. I said, I really like it, but I want a hard top. Oh, it's a hard top. Really? Because he had the top down. I said, And guess what other feature it has? He didn't know my thinking. He didn't come here with you. He's not in my class. He said, it's got a sunroof. I almost took his car. I'm like, what? I was down at the Volkswagen dealership. I never got my Infiniti i30 back. I just kept that one. So we get in the feeling of what we want to have. Driving that car reminds me of the demonstration that I did then. I probably need to get something and give her a rest. But I know that we can feel and think into existence in our happiness state what we want. It's on us. We decide. So I'm going to close with an exercise that I would like you to participate. I'll stay up here. I see Vance trying to keep up with me. So I need a little audience participation with this. I need this group over this side from you, sir, with the glasses to be group one. And then group two is starting with you, Marie, back. And then here, we need a little more people. So starting with you, you're going to be this group. You're group three, so group one, group two, group three, and then starting back here, homeboy, group four. Now, we did a little song this morning, and he read it, but we're going to sing this one. Remember the song, Row, Row, Row Your Boat? Didn't it have a rhythm? And it was one of the first songs I think I ever learned. And that puts us in the rhythm of simplistic life. So they say you can't wish, but every time I have a birthday, I wish upon a star. And I wish. So let your wish be your affirmation. Everybody, with everything we've read, we can translate for us. You get in your rhythm. So I want to start with row, row. And when I say one, you say, everybody know the song? Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream, right? Okay, so this group first, that group, and then when I say row, we're going to say row, row, row your boat, then the next group is going to start row, 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 right? We're going to sing it twice, stop. Got it? All right, here we go. Group one. Row, row, row your boat. Row, row. And so it is. There was a book that was out when I was coming up as a practitioner. And there was a quote and a treatment in there. It's called Creative Thought. And I usually just kind of come from the heart when I do my treatments. But I want you to take this for yourself as I read it in first person. The quote is from Michael J. Fox. It is the courage to look at something and say, however bad this is, it is not bad infinitely. I take courage. The one power and presence in all existence never ceases to create. It is forever unfolding more of itself in grander and more splendid ways. From this power, I draw my strength. In this human experience, I know my life is good. I take energy from the good to help me through my challenges. When faced with apparent stress, I do the internal work to align my consciousness with the truth of my oneness with the infinite source. My choice comes from a calm and self-assured position. I do the eternal work necessary with intention and greater presence and passion than ever before. In this place of spiritual enlightenment, I take courage and come away transformed in my heart. With this greater vision, I open my mind to the concepts of newness, thereby letting go that which does not serve my highest and best. As I demonstrate a richer and more rewarding experience in joy and enthusiasm from this awakening, I see life as a precious gift. I am delighted and I am eternally grateful this is so, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, so we now go into how we keep the lights on and the doors open so we can invite you in on Sunday morning and take this away with you, because it's your daily living that shows up as you. This is just what I call the commercial. So if you like the product, you go ahead and you live it in your own life. So those of you who are visiting for the first time, this is your gift to us for being here. Don't feel like you need to give. You're the gift. And for those of us who are always giving and helping to keep us in financially fit shape, thank you, thank you, thank you. And this is our opportunity to keep being fit.